On this episode of Industrial Talk, we are broadcasting live. Yes, live from Nottingham Spurk in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm telling you, you got to put that location on your bucket list for a visit. Incredible innovation out there. We're talking to Brent with Ernst & Young. So let's get cracking.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, welcome to Industrial Talk. This is a platform that celebrates you industrial heroes all around the world and the universe. I don't think I'm overselling that. We celebrate you because you are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you're changing lives, and you are changing the world each and every day. Why not celebrate you? Because you are that spectacular. All right. In the hot seat, we have a gentleman by the name of Brent. How do you say your last name again?
Oh, it's Dersh.
Dersh. Yeah, that's right, because I have to. He's my sidekick for this particular conversation. We're going to be talking Ernst & Young's Wave Space here at Nottingham Spurk. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, I don't know Nottingham Spurk. You need to know Nottingham Spurk. Okay, let's get cracking. Brent, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great today.
Do you ever pinch yourself because you work here? Nottingham Spurk. You just sort of pinch yourself.
I just wake up in the morning and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm leaving in this space. Yes, I know. I have that same discussion with my wife every morning, or like every day when I get home. I'm like, you know what? I get paid to do this. This is the best. Okay. This is the best job ever. Right?
And I have to say, you know, do you go to the store and say, yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's right. Yep. And then your wife says, I'm tired of having this conversation.
Oh, yeah. I know. I did that the other day. We were walking up and down the aisles, and I was like, just like, hey, I recognize that mouthwash bottle, right? And my, you know, I'm getting that.
Like, pick up the bread.
It's like, does it matter? I'm really? Like, yeah, no, this is the coolest mouthwash bottle ever. Like, let me tell you about how it works, right?
Don't bring me to a party. All right, for the listeners out there, give us a little background on who Brent is.
Yeah, sure. So I'm with Ernst & Young. I'm a managing director.
How do we simplify? Can I just say E&Y?
Oh, you can just say EY. You don't
EY.
Even need
See,
the
you
and.
You don't even
it.
Have the ampersand in there.
Yeah,
you okay, can. Okay, EY.
Yes. So I'm with EY. I'm a managing director here at the EY Nottingham Spurk Innovation Hub. Have been with the firm for basically 2 months now. So
new.
Yep, new to the firm, new to Cleveland. Just new to all things here. But basically, my background. I grew up in Cincinnati, so this is the homecoming to Ohio here. Spent 20 years at Procter & Gamble. Did some product innovation work for them and a fair amount of emerging technology work. So over the course of 20 years, you can imagine what's emerging technology at one point gets pretty mundane and boring later, right? So I've seen a little bit of everything come and go over the years. And then really was just ready for something new from a personal and professional standpoint. And my wife and I packed it up. We moved out to Bentonville, Arkansas. Hey. Spent a few years working with Walmart. So
what's the population of Bentonville?
You know, it's Bentonville proper, I think, is about 25,000-30,000. But the metro area, I mean, if you take all of the towns, Rogers, Fayetteville, where the university is, I mean, it's creeping up to, I think the latest census numbers, it was up over 100,000.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I just never knew it.
Yeah. No, it's a big area. It's a growing area. It's an interesting area because a lot of people move there and don't want to leave because the food scene is great. Art scene is great.
Is
outdoor
really?
Scene
you
is great.
You would never know that.
You wouldn't have guessed
no.
it.
No.
But it's a fantastic place to live. So
okay, dear bucket list. I'm going to put that on at Bentonville.
Go to Bentonville. It's cool. You know, it's not Cleveland cool, but it's cool. You know?
Yes, it's not Cleveland cool. Because it's cool here. It is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but we got the best. I mean, think about this. It's mid-November in Cleveland, and we're sitting out on a patio. It's 60 degrees.
Yeah, and if you're looking out at the video, the trees are beautiful. Come on, see? I'm looking at that. Check that out. It's picturesque.
That looks great.
Yeah, look at that.
That's fantastic.
And we're here.
Right. It's
right
a great
now,
place to
fire
be.
In front of us.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
Not bad at all. But yeah, so, but yeah, like I said, just a couple months ago, moved back to Cleveland, started with EY, and you know, basically I'm in residence here at the Innovation Hub, you know, 5 days a week, and it's the coolest place to be.
Pinch me. Yeah, I was all geeky when I come walking through and I see the big dome. I'm going, oh my gosh, that's big. And it is. It's big.
Oh yeah, I mean it's I, you know, get to work simultaneously in a temple and a garage. Like,
that's right. This is like a Quonset. It's sort of funny because it's like this is Quonset Hut like, but it's it's got mad tech everywhere. It does.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You got to put this on. All right, let's talk a little bit about that. Now, EY is here. You've got that relationship with Nottingham Spurk, or NS. And you see the necessity. This is important that we start to develop these innovations. And you're walking around and you're looking at all the innovations. Why is it important for EY to be here?
So I think there's a couple different pieces. One, you know, EY has a lot of experience in creating digital solutions. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the evolution of product, and particularly, you know, the evolution of trying to put services, you know, to wrap services around products, you know, the ability to create a connected product, right? Embed the right sensors in it, get the data off those sensors, make sense of the data coming off of those sensors. That's really important these days. As a manufacturer who really, really wants to understand what the customer experience is, that really wants to understand what's going on out in the field, you know, connected products really is a key area to invest in. So the partnership between, you know, Nottingham Spurk, who has just an amazing, you know, track record.
The stat card is stupid good.
Oh, I know. You know, 1,350 some patents.
95% all commercial. It's like, yeah, got it.
Yeah, yeah,
you're hitting home runs every time you step up to the plate.
Yeah, I mean, just crazy numbers, right? But right. But part of that is it comes from a very disciplined, you know, innovation process. They this do. Vertical innovation, yeah. Right? And being extremely customer centric. Right, and really, really understanding what the consumer wants, what the shopper wants. So you take that expertise, right, in how to create a product that's just that. You know, the word that I want to use is irresistible, right? That
yes.
Customers can't wait to buy, that shoppers can't wait to purchase, and you combine that with some of the digital know-how of EY to say not only how can we you know, embed sensors, embed connectivity in that product, connect, you know, collect data off of it, use that data to improve the product and the customer experience. But even like, how could we manufacture that product, right? Taking advantage of the latest tech, you know, the latest
yes.
advanced manufacturing technology we have to offer. It makes for a great partnership because our capabilities mesh very well. So it's
a talking
great
to John, and I and he's they're celebrating 50 years.
Yeah,
phenomenal success, great. But then there's this the infusion of this digital world into their world, and they're able to say, oh my gosh, we can take, you know, our past and digitize. We can do it, and it just never stops.
No, there's no end to it,
and
that's what makes it exciting, right? Is the amount of value you can get by taking a project or a product and adding some sort of a digital component, right? Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's like if it doesn't create value for the customer, right, it's gone.
It
right?
is.
but that's part of the beauty here. That's part of the story here, right, is that the products that are getting created here do delight customers and consumers clearly, right? There's no doubt there.
They do, right? Baby.
But being able to add that digital layer, right, to get the sensors, to be able to put the data to use, to create a, you know, some sort of an app experience, right, can, you know, I like to say it's a multiplier effect on the value that a product can deliver. And so I think there's massive amounts of potential here.
So here's my goal. You can take this before John and team. I have a refrigerator. I want some I want some digital transformation stuff on my refrigerator that notifies that maintenance person to come fix my refrigerator before it fails. That's what I want. I'm the consumer.
This is totally doable,
it
though.
I mean,
this is totally doable. If you think about some of the products we've seen today, right? And you know what's possible with, you know, being able to get alerts off of machines in terms of how they're really, really performing, right? And to apply artificial intelligence or, you know, machine learning to it to start to predict when it's going to break. This is entirely possible. This is not the stuff of dreams anymore.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like it's like there's no reason we can't do that with your fridge, right? There's probably no reason we can't get your fridge to, you know, automatically replenish what you're taking
that,
out of it.
My AC, every part of, I don't want to have to think about it and wake up and say, hey, my refrigerator's warm. What is going on? Right. And I don't want to have that conversation. I want to have that thinking. I want it to happen naturally.
It's like, I was just saying, in the ideal state, you know, products never break, or they never surprise you when they break, right?
That's exactly right. Okay, so I'm wandering around. This is a great place. It is Disneyland that is real, right? And so I'm wandering around, and I'm in this converted garage, and all I see out there is this term wave space.
Oh yes.
What is that?
So
talk to us.
Yeah, sure. So wave space is EY's platform for collaboration, and the idea is that we bring not only individual clients but groups of clients together, really try to understand the problems, the issues, the challenges that they're facing, and then guide them through a journey, you know, basically a facilitated journey of what looks like help, what looks like a, you know, a solution, and really engage in that co-creation, co-design process together. So a wave space experience, right, should not be about, oh, you know, come here and we're gonna show, you know, like lock you in a room and show you like thousands of consulting PowerPoints, right? It's we're gonna have a dialogue.
Thank
right?
you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there will be no slides with chevrons shared today, right? Like so but that's part of it. It's like let's put together an experience that's really centered on the client and the problems they face and the opportunities that are ahead of them and work together on how we can solve those problems and bring it to life.
See, and it's interesting because I look up there and if you have a touchscreen, whatever, computer, think of it 300 times larger, and it's almost what's that there's a show out there that it's a Minority Report ish.
Oh yes.
I guarantee you, I'm going to come back here 5 years and it's going to be, what, they're actually doing it with their air.
No, I hesitate to say this now, but some of the technology we have here was actually invented by one of the guys behind Minority Report.
You're not
stretching the truth at all, right? But yeah, to have a, you know, one of the things that was interesting during the past year and a half, the past 2 years during the pandemic, is it used to be you'd get people together for ideation sessions and workshops, and it was like, we'll all gather around the marker board, right, and we'll get out 1,000 post-its, and we'll sketch, and we'll draw, and we'll put the post-it notes up, and move them around, and cluster them, and group them, and so on, and that process worked really well when everybody is in person, right, but during the past year and a half, when you can't be in person, how do you maintain that same kind of experience in a world where not everyone is physically, you know, co-located? So one of the beauties of Wayspace is having the right mix of the technology, like the right physical technology in the space, like the big screens, the touch screens, right, and the supporting software allows us to do ideation and sketching and concept development in a way that, regardless of where people physically are, whether they're in this wave space with us, whether they're in one of EY's other 50 wave spaces, because we've got 50 other of these kind of facilities around the world.
Cool.
Right. Or whether they're, you know, frankly, sitting at home in front of their laptop, right, it levels the playing field and everyone can have an equal, you know, a much more equal contribution to, you know, to helping to define the problem, to helping to solve the problems.
See, what I do see is that it's intuitive. Like it's still sort of sticky note-ish, mm-hmm. and with that sticky note-ish approach, that collaborative feeling, okay. I mean, there's really a lot of benefits, but I think I like the fact that you can have these sort of breakout sessions, right, and then start bringing all the thinking together, because the old way is somebody has to pull down the sticky notes and
yeah.
You know, all right, you're the lucky one that gets to try to pull all this together and make sense out of all these sticky notes. That's not a good job.
I don't know how many years that was my job. That's what I'm thinking through in the back of my mind. Like, you know, that was my thing.
There you go, Brent.
Yeah, I remember going to Beijing or going to Caracas to facilitate different types of workshops and sessions, right? And you get done and it's like you're loading piles of post-it notes into your suitcase to check and thinking like, wow, I really hope these don't get lost on the way back, right? Someone customs is going to open up your suitcase and be looking at it and saying like, why are you smuggling like 4,000 post-it notes into the country? I was like, well, you know.
That's what I do, you know.
Yeah,
I smuggle post-it notes.
But it's great to not have to worry about that, right? It's like when we do sessions here, it's like everything's captured electronically. It's basically immediately available for share out.
See, and this is what's interesting. If that's the case, then the energy that has been created through that collaborative activity is not lost, because you know as well as I do, after that, and everybody's like, yeah, man, we're running. They run on out and they go grab a bite to eat or something like that, gone.
Yeah, the worst thing that happens, right? It's the valley of death that comes after a really great workshop, right? You bring people together, everyone gets some inspiration, gets exposed to some different stimuli, right? And then you spend all day ideating. Right. It's, you know, at the end of the day, it's that, you know, everybody puts their hands in. Right. It's like, OK, now break. Right. And what you don't want is it to turn into the, you know, the 5-day void of like, OK, well, we all got together and talked about this stuff. Now, what do we do? Right. By the time you get the summary of the workshop, everyone forgot what you did.
It's exactly right? Correct. But here we're having some workshops at this particular moment. We've got people. They're talking about it. They're putting it up there and they're going to see the real sort of the results of this activity today.
Sure, yeah, and it's like the breakouts that we've got going on today, we're talking about, you know, what are the issues around talent and workforce that manufacturers are facing now? What's on everybody's digital transformation and innovation agendas? I know I'm like throwing the buzzwords here, right?
Don't worry about it. I got it, man. I can handle it. Bring them on.
Yeah,
but
this is real, right? So
it is.
We're in these breakouts, right? And everyone's sort of, you know, working through these themes together, and yeah, as the day closes, right, we'll look across, you know, it'll be interesting to look across all of the groups we have and see where are the common themes, right?
I got to tell you, it's going to be interesting, and for once, to use a sports analogy, this particular product, Wave Space. By the way, can I get a Wave Space?
You want a Wave Space?
I do.
Everybody wants a Wave Space.
Well, that's not an answer that I wanted. I want my Wave Space. Anyway, they're going to move the ball forward. You're going to take this energy of these people who are, they've got their own life, they're doing their own thing, but you're going to be able to capture it, communicate it, and really prioritize what's impacting, in this particular case, Northeast Ohio,
from a
manufacturing perspective.
Absolutely. And, you know, a big part of this is, you know, one, make it real, right?
Yes.
We're talking about real, you know, real issues, like even in the past 2 weeks, you know, since the hub opened, the number of discussions I've had with you know, people passing through it around, like, the labor shortage, right? And how do we deal with getting the right talent to work in our plants and work in our facilities, right? It's real and it's on everyone's minds, right? So you know, at least being able to get local leaders, business leaders together and have a real discussion and share ideas around, you know, what's working for you, what's working for you. It's great.
See, so, you know, we've talked about the bad stuff that's happened with the pandemic. Okay, got it. No, I'm not going to talk about it. But the one thing that is really sort of positive is you brought up a good point. There is this need to collaborate. What's working for you? What's working for, and being able to share that in a way that can be received and help solve problems that people are dealing with. And so I like that. I think that that's a positive. And then if you got something like this product that we're talking about here, this Wave Space, right? I just love the fact that you are moving forward. You're providing solutions, providing insights.
Well, and you know, to me, part of the success for today, right, is if we close out today's session, right? One of the things I always want to hear is when participants stand up and they say, "This was today was a great start, and we want to figure out how to continue this dialogue."
See, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's like, let's get everybody in the room, get everyone talking, make the connections.
Yes,
and then folks go home, come back again. It's like, let's pick up where we left off.
So somebody's listening out there. I'm a manufacturer. I want to talk to Brent. How do I get a hold of you?
So check out ey.com/innovationhub. And got a website. Reach out to us there. We'll gladly talk to you about what we do in the hub. Talk to you about the Wave Space experience all day long.
I'm telling you right now. If you're not engaged, if you're a manufacturer and you're not engaged in this particular digital transformation, this solving problems from a customer's perspective, you need to jump on the train. It is traveling fast, and you need to be a part of this conversation. Remember to educate, collaborate, and innovate. That's what I'm all about. That's what this innovation, this hub is all about, that education, collaboration, definitely innovation. Be a part of it. Thank you very much, Brent. That was an incredible conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm dazzled.
That's why we're here, just to dazzle you.
I'm easily dazzled because, well, I always geek out on this stuff. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So fear not, we're going to have it all after this break. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
I cannot express the gratitude I had to be able to broadcast from Nottinghamsburg and EY. That whole location is just dripping with solutions to problems. It is an innovation hub that you, if you're in manufacturing, if you're just in industry in whole, you need to make that a part of your pilgrimage if you go up to Cleveland. I'm telling you, man, I was dazzled. And I'm easily dazzled, but man, that is like, that is 10 hard hat dazzle, baby. I'm telling you right now, make it a point. All right, remember, you need to be bold, brave, and daring greatly. You need to collaborate. You need to innovate. And if you want to succeed, if you want to be able to create that business of resilience, you need to interact with people like Brent, EY, trusted individuals that can help you with that journey. Make it so, because we need you out there. All right. We're going to have another great conversation right around the corner, so stay tuned.